This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Middle of the week already. This one feels like it's going by fast to me. I don't know why. This week's just kind of zooming by a little bit. How about Drake, man? Listen, I'm not... The idea feels like every other week there's a new album out. You know, there's like 100 songs on the chart. There's, you know, all this other stuff. But I cannot sweat this guy for what he does. If this is all real, you know what I mean? At a show in Kansas City not too long ago, somebody throws a letter on stage. Now, I also think this puts him in a weird spot, because now if he stops doing this kind of stuff, then people will be like, oh man, Drake, why is he, you know, not being cool anymore? But somebody throws a letter on stage, and there's a lot of pressure too now to make these things happen. The letter says, "Pay off my mom's house. Rest in peace." You know? And Drake, you know, sees it and he says, "Your mom passed away?" He's like, "Ah, here's the outstanding balance right here. That's a lot of money." And it was $160,000. And he said he would pay it off. So, look, I don't know if we can all be Drake today, but at least we'd be like Drake. Do something nice for somebody. Start the day well. Get karma on your side, y'all. And thank you so much for starting your day. We appreciate you. Thank you for being here. It's Chet Buchanan Show. It's 98.5 KLUC.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Good feeling stories of the day coming up in just a moment. And I guess it's good that people's hearts are in the right place. But this doesn't make the good feeling stories. It just doesn't. Here's all I would say. It's just maybe sometimes where, again, it's good that you did something, but maybe you should just make sure first. This wildlife rescue place in the UK got a bunch of calls. It's a dog stuck in the mud. It was down in like a hole and you know, like in a ditch, and it's the mud and the dog can't get out. And oh my God. And the water rescue volunteers, they spring into action. They're on site. They're ready to go. All these people are there. They're going to rescue the dog stuck in the mud. And they find out that somebody had thrown a statue of a dog in the ditch. And people, don't you notice that it's not moving? Like, you know what I mean? At some point, do you not realize? Do you not take a second and just go, hey, maybe that's not what we think it is, before you start sounding the alarm and whatnot? It's cool that everybody showed up, but yeah, I mean, all's well that ends well, I guess. But
the Chet Buchanan Show, real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh,
get a good feeling. Yeah.
This happened to me at Nevada Reading Week, man. It was like, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, they said, pair up with a kid and read to a pit bull. I was cleaning out pictures in my phone the other day. I was actually looking for something else in my phone and saw pictures that I took of this pitty that I really thought about taking home. And it just wasn't realistic for me or my family at that point. And oh my God. Anyway, a Grubhub driver in Virginia had the same issue. And they delivered somebody's lunch to an animal shelter last month and ended up leaving with a dog. It was on the weekend, so the Grubhub driver had his 5-year-old daughter with him while he made his deliveries. She saw a black and white pit bull mix named Jihu and fell in love. And Jihu had been there for a while. The shelter says their average dog gets adopted in 24 days. He'd been there about 8 months, but my guess is it was meant to be, because, you know, they love him and he loves them, and all hopefully will turn out fine. A woman in South Carolina, similar story, got her cat back 5 years after it went missing. The microchip worked, but she had changed her phone number and didn't update the chip. Remember that? If you get a new phone and you got to change your number, got to update the chip. Shelter workers had to do a little more legwork because the phone number wasn't associated with the chip and whatnot, but they still tracked her down. And that's really awesome. 5 years later. Oh my God. Finally, this morning, woman on a flight to Thailand went into labor in an airplane bathroom. Oh my God. And the pilot delivered the baby. He turned the controls over to the co-pilot. Obviously, they didn't just find a guy in 13B. And see, hey, somebody get up here. No, they turned it over to the co-pilot, found the woman. She was in active labor. Delivered the kid, no problems. Mom and baby are both doing well. I got a couple of pilot buddies. Is this something you know? Garrett Top, JJ, hit me up, dude. Send me a text. We'll give you an update soon. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
By the way, I thought we made it through F1. We made it through the Super Bowl. And I thought all was going to go smoothly now. Did you hear they've shut down the Bellagio? There's two stories today that are just bizarre. One, they've shut down the Bellagio fountain because, okay, get this now. And some environmental scientist, whatever, was like, didn't have this one on my bingo card. A yellow-billed loon, okay? It's one of the rarest birds in the United States. Landed in the Bellagio fountain. I was like, I like it here.
Shiny.
And yeah, I don't know. So they've turned the fountains off. Yellow-billed loons raise their young in northern Alaska each year. Okay, brace yourself, everybody. We're about to learn stuff. Yellow-billed loons raise their young in northern Alaska every year. Okay. Who guessed that today on this show that you'd learn this kind of stuff? Scientists with the Bureau of BLM, right, the National Park Service, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service started monitoring the breeding population of yellow-billed loons across northern Alaska. I'm trying to figure out how they figured out, like, who was the one, I'm going to say it out loud, who was the nerd that walked by and went, oh my God, stop everything. Somebody needs to be alerted. You know, that they found out that it's a yellow-billed loon. I'd walk by and I go, okay, is it a duck? You know, like what is, okay, there's birds.
It's a bigger duck. Cool.
Is it bigger?
No, I'm just saying, like, you'd be like, oh, cool, a duck's in the water, yeah, but
I don't even know what it is. And they're, oh, that's cool, that bird. Yeah. So the Bellagio was like, we're welcoming one of our most exclusive guests, which is very funny and very true. And they're trying to figure out how to rescue the bird. Now, that story, updated an hour ago. So, because I had heard about this yesterday afternoon, and I thought, this is the craziest thing. Also, kind of cool. It's almost like on, remember the movie Anchorman when the panda was going to have the baby and everybody was so excited? Are we all now going to go to, I kind of want to go down there and see what's happening. And you know, and it's like, is it old school like Crocodile Hunter? Is there a dude who's got a net? And he's like, crikey, there it is. I'm trying to, and at some point, are they just going to go up and try and snatch this thing and it's going to fly off?
Hopefully not. Hopefully not.
Well, why not? Why? Because then it goes back in the wild and it does what it does.
I don't think the Alaska duck is supposed to be in the desert.
Loon.
The Alaska loon.
You ignorant animal bigot.
I'm sorry.
How can you be misidentifying this animal? How dare you?
Disrespectful.
By calling it by... Yeah. By, okay, so you were saying, I'm sorry, what?
No, I'm just saying it's in the desert. It's probably not supposed to be here. It saw water. It saw lights. Like, I want to make sure that it goes back to Alaska and not in the desert in the valley.
I think it's on its way somewhere.
Migration, huh? Huh? I'm smart. That's what they're doing.
All of these things. Well, yeah, that's my guess. But, I mean, yeah, so then what are you going to do with it? Then after they get it, then what are they going to do? This sounds like, you know what? This is why your taxes are so high.
Two, one, let's go. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
You ever run into a scorpion before? You ever come across scorpions?
Nope.
In your house? Never, not even once?
Hopefully no, and never again. Hopefully it never happens.
Stepped on one night. Stepped on a baby one. And I thought, so I was wandering out, middle of the night. You know what I mean? You get out of bed. Oh, my throat's dry. I need to go get a glass of water. So, you know, you're walking like you're three. You know what I mean? You're just kind of stumbling along like when you used to have feety pajamas and everything. You're just kind of walking along.
Yeah.
And we have four dogs. So it was not uncommon for there to be a wad of paper that I would just throw on the floor because the dogs would play with it. And they just enjoyed it. And then you pick it up later. And sometimes, you know, they take it and run. And then, you don't find it until later. So I step on what I believe to be one of those wads of paper. But it's middle of the night. It's dark. You know, and so you're not looking. Your eyes aren't even open. I don't even think I have my eyes open. I'm just wandering out to the kitchen. And so you immediately, you know, your instinct is, ah! And you lift your foot up. And then, and then that's what that is. And you look to see, then you look later to see what it is, right? And it's a little baby scorpion. One of the ones he was still clear. That's how baby he was. And he was ready to fight, dude. He had his stinger up like, try that again, you son of a, I'll get you. And yeah, I could have died, maybe. I don't know. Do you die from the baby? I heard the baby ones are the ones that'll get you. But yeah, so this dude, okay? So this dude named Michael from California, of course he is, says he's going to sue. He woke up around 8 o'clock in the morning in extreme pain. The audio is not the best, but here he is telling the story.
I just felt like somebody stabbing me in my private area.
That's never good, honestly. Stabbing there, no.
I went to the restroom and I saw a scorpion. Everybody wasn't shocked. I mean, nobody believed. Even I couldn't believe it.
I didn't understand what the middle part was, but even I couldn't believe it. He had a scorpion in his underwear, and he felt that the scorpion was stabbing him in his junk. So. Nothing. Are you that shocked?
I'm a little shocked, but I was thinking to myself, like, you know, when you sleep and people say when you sleep and you leave your mouth open, you never know, bugs might get in there, blah, okay. Blah, 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 blah. But a scorpion?
This is what I want to know. How? Well, I guess it was hanging on the outside of the underwear. And the scorpion. So the scorpion stabbed you in your junk through your. Here's the deal. So he checked out. Venetian did the right thing, comped him, right? Obvious.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how the scorpion got there, only that it was under the covers, whatever. He thinks the scorpion was in the bed when he, of course he does. He believes The scorpion was in the bed when he got there, and it wasn't something that he brought into the room. So he went to the hospital. They confirmed that it was a scorpion sting. Doc, you got to look at this. The swelling. He apparently has made a full recovery physically. I don't know how long ago this was. Of course, his lawyer says he has trauma. So that's why they're thinking about suing. Is that really worth? What? How much are you going to sue for? How much are you going to sue for? The resort, Venetian released a statement. The resort has protocols for all incidents. We can confirm that they were followed. Yeah, you know what they did? They comped your room. They said, hey, man, we're sorry. If they're okay, scorpion, we don't know how it got in there any more than you do. It's not, you know, I'm not speaking for the Venetian, but I know enough people over there that they're like, yeah, because we have a policy of bringing scorpions in the room. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Come on. Like, what? Like, how do you think? At some point, this is what's crazy about our world. Well, I'm going to sue. Why? They didn't do it. They didn't do it on purpose. It's not like somebody ran into your room and went, ha-ha, and said, sick them. Yeah. And they said, sick them. And then the scorpion went, meh, and went after, and then, like, vaulted from the floor onto your junk. Ha-ha, and stabbed him like Pirates of the Caribbean.
And isn't there also another part of this of, like, wanting to do a lawsuit?
You're way too serious right now. You're way too, it's like you're the legal expert now, and it's just. No. So, okay, on top of it, if you're the Venetian, do you call back and just go, okay, we'll throw in dinner?
Yeah.
You know, hey, you want to come back?
Here's some food credit.
Yeah. You want to come back? We'll give you a certificate. We'll give you a weekend. Come back for a weekend. We'll throw you in a suite, you and a friend, and we'll give you a couple $100, and then that's it. And then please go away.
Yes.
You know, honestly. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Las Vegas is waking up to the Chet Buchanan Show.
All my favorite songs, and it wakes me up in the morning.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m.
You guys are my favorite.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Helps if you turn that on. Two things right now. Taylor Swift, and listen, I know some people roll their eyes when you say Taylor Swift. Ride with me here for a second. I don't care. You can be a denier all you want. There are those that call Taylor Swift one of the most influential people in the world. And right now, that's no joke. That's the real deal. You may have heard Taylor signed an exclusive deal with the country of Singapore, the nation of Singapore, in which they're the only nation in Southeast Asia that she's going to hit on the Eras Tour. So you know what I mean? It's like getting a residency. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Like, so you spend a little more time here. You don't got to go everywhere else. And Singapore benefits because, for example, you know, wherever else, Laos. I don't know how much this covers, but she's only going to Singapore and nowhere else around it. The association, how about this? And apparently gave her millions for the exclusivity, as you might imagine. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, it's a thing. The S-A-N-A-S-A-N, whatever.
The Astute.
What?
The Astute. Continue, sorry.
Thanks. I will. Hey, man, I can't blame you for trying. I appreciate you. I do. I want you to know that. Anyway, those people are having a three-day summit this week. And you would think that, you know, with the different humanitarian crises and conflicts and whatnot, apparently it's a little tumultuous over there in Southeast Asia. I didn't know, but apparently it is. That they'd have bigger and better things to talk about. And yesterday, the other nations apparently grilled Singapore pretty hard. Their prime minister grilled him pretty hard about the Taylor deal. Like, who do you think you are? Many of them are like, whoa, like we could have made a lot of money off of this. You guys are screwing us. And they're not wrong. They're not. One country apparently that isn't holding a grudge, even though you know they are, is Thailand. And I would have thought that Thailand was the first one that I thought of. I'm like, she's not going to go there now? I got a buddy who just came back from there. And I guess, yeah, there's cash in that country.
100%.
But one country that's not holding a grudge, even though you know they are, they're just saying publicly, well, this was a very good business idea by Singapore, and that perhaps they could learn something from it. Like, yeah, you wait till next time, Singapore. we will hamstring you. But then on top of it, so maybe there's a little bit of karma that's coming into this, because apparently Taylor's not at her best right now. That she's sick and she's struggling with these Singapore shows. But anyway, crazy. Just crazy stuff.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I read a little deeper on this deal that Taylor Swift signed with Singapore, that she couldn't be in any other country. A Thailand's prime minister's not being quite, you know, he's like, had I known that Singapore was going to do that, I might have pulled off my own deal.
Exactly.
He's thinking, so yeah, Thailand didn't hold it against Singapore. They were just like, you know, maybe we would have, if we'd have known this was the game we were playing, that we would have been involved. And Singapore's guy was like, we weren't trying to be aggressive. We just know that they would have done it to us is more or less it. I don't know. Australia not involved. Australia is hosting the conference, but they are not involved in this. So they got their own deal. It's fascinating to me. The fans in Indonesia are like, oh, what the hell, man?
It's like, is this the future of tours now? Like, it's crazy.
You got some, you know, version of Allegiant Airlines. You could jump on. You jump off for $29. You'd be all right.
Yeah, take a quick trip.
Just like people coming here to Vegas. It's fine. No, that's just the. I can't think of a word that doesn't have a curse word in it, but just everybody going around stabbing each other in the butt, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. It's awesome.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, Jasmine, we got other stuff we got to do. You ready for your 177-second survey?
Yeah.
All right. This is a bit of a sticky situation. To me, there's legit only one answer, but this mom diagnosed with cancer. They caught it early, treatable, all of this stuff. She's got young kids. For the love of God, she's tired. You know, she's tired. Tired. Do you have kids?
Yeah, I have a son.
How old is he?
He's 7.
Yeah, see, are you not tired?
I'm exhausted at life without that, so I can understand what she's probably going through.
Right. So the treatments and the doctor visits and just life in general and all of this. So back to her email. My husband has informed me that a few days prior to surgery to have my tumor removed at the end of the month, his entire family has planned a party at my in-laws' house. They live, I guess they're in California. They want to wish me well. While I very much appreciate the gesture, the party is ill-timed. On top of all of this, my husband's family is very loud and boisterous. I just don't have the energy to deal with this. My husband cannot understand why I am less than enthusiastic about the party and is asking for me to be grateful. And essentially, he's asking for her to suck it up. Am I being ungrateful, or is it acceptable for me to express my appreciation for the gesture, but explain that I simply will not be able to attend? Is there any other answer other than what's wrong with you people?
I agree 100%.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we were all on the same page. I don't feel the need to do relationship rehab with this, and we'll find something else. But man,
I would be on the same page with that. She's going through a lot, and the husband needs to be more understanding. And I think her in-laws should be understanding also.
Amen. All of you. It's like we got the shoe on the wrong foot on this one. You know what I mean? It's like they should be the ones that are going. You know, and I get it. People do that all the time. What? I'm trying to do something nice for you. Okay, but who is this about, me or you?
It's for them, exactly.
it feels like that. You know what? We were talking about, you've got enough to do. You're tired today. And we only have 10 seconds. We only have 10 seconds left anyway. So we have just enough time for me to tell you congratulations on your Chris Brown tickets.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. You have a few months to plan your night out and to get your outfit ready. And here's the buzzer there it is. And there's the buzzer, and we're out of time. And see, everything works out perfect. Hang on one second.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
It seems to me that we had talked about this when this guy hit the 50-year mark. A couple of years ago, a dude in Wisconsin has eaten 34,128 Big Macs. He started out, he eats them every day. And I want to say that we had talked about when he hit the 50-year mark, May 17th, 1972 is when he started this thing. He's saved every single receipt since that day. If you're going to do something, do it all the way. Why not? And the guy's got all the sound bites down and everything, too. He's like, he's been in love. His name is Ronald Gorski. He's been in love with Big Macs since the very first bite. In that moment, I said, I'm going to probably eat these for the rest of my life. Good for him. While he used to eat about 9 of them a day, he now eats about 2. I don't know why the company does. This guy is their best advertisement. I don't know why that corporation does not give him some sort of, you know, Big Mac gold card and let him do his thing. Again, he used to do 9 a day. He's all right. He's been doing it for 50 years. He's not even tired of it. He says, people who have watched me eating a Big Mac often comment that I look like I'm eating one for my very first time. They are good. I don't know if I want to have 2 a day every day for 50 years or 9 a day or whatever, but good for you, bro.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
My wife and I watched that Griselda show on Netflix with Sofia Vergara, and then it just kind of refueled. We're into all those shows. Cocaine Cowboys, We went back. We never watched Narcos when it came out, so we're in the middle of watching Narcos now. The reason why I bring it up is because we're obsessed with this kind of stuff, and I'm amazed that it's still a thing. It seems so 80s to me. But in Kenosha, in Wisconsin, they authorities saw a package that was headed from Columbia to Kenosha, Wisconsin. So the Customs and Border Patrol folks said, yeah, we might want to take a closer look. Why are they sending rollerblades from Columbia to Kenosha, Wisconsin? And what do you know? They had packed the wheels with cocaine. There, at one point of the cocaine process, it's like gel. I learned that from Narcos. And that's what was on the inside of the rollerblade wheels. It's crazy. 1,048 grams of cocaine in all. Is that a lot? I don't know. Is that a lot of rollerblades? I don't know. But it's what? And again, what is this? 1987?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Speaking of weird old school stuff like we were a second ago, British authorities have recovered a Formula One Ferrari F512M. I guess that's a big deal. That was stolen from a Formula One driver, Gerhard Berger. I think he's like, I've heard that name before. He's a big deal. They stole it from him in Italy while he was in town for the San Marino Grand Prix. And okay, and they stole it in 1995. Did I mention that part? 1995. They just recovered it the other day. London police were tipped off in January that a Ferrari that was being bought by somebody here in America had been flagged as stolen. It's worth $444,000 now. This thing will reach a top speed of almost 200 miles an hour. They haven't made any arrests, but they've recovered the car that is, again, that has been has been missing since 1995. Crazy. Check the thing and see if it's got any cocaine in it. Like if you were listening 10 or 12 minutes ago. Yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Real quick, it's the more you know before we go. The National Park System covers 84.6 million acres. That sounds like a lot. That's 3.4% of U.S. land. That doesn't sound like as much. I would have thought it was more than that. 84.6 million acres sounds like a lot. Believe it or not, Mark Twain and Helen Keller, both real people, and were actually friends. Crazy to me. They met when she was a teenager. He was already a famous author in his 50s. He got his rich friends to help pay for her to go to college. Wild. The oldest paycheck that's ever been found is from around 3000 BC in a city called Uruk in the Middle East. That particular person, did they get paid in some sort of money from, you know, from that? No, they got paid in beer. But if there's a record of it, the Twilight books, I do love a good origin story. The Twilight books were originally called Forks. There is a real town in Washington called Forks. Been there. That's what they were originally going to be called. Stephanie Meyer's agent, that she's the lady who wrote the Twilight books, said, yeah, Forks, they ain't going to do it. And they switched it up to Twilight. And then finally this morning, again, another really good origin story. The very first Subway sandwich shop was also, you know, as uninspiring as Forks may have been, the first Subway sandwich shop was called Pete's Drive-In Super Submarines. It opened in Bridgeport, Connecticut in 1965. 3 years later, they were like, we need something shorter. We need something a little bit more catchy. And they, yeah, and Subway was born, and away you go. And away we go. That's the more you know before we go. And let's bounce. Look at this, man. You make it through today, you're 60% of the way home. We're on the downhill slide to the weekend. I'm telling you. So, again, make it a great day. Go crush this one. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Adrian,
be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.